In the holy name of Jesus, amen. There's one central truth to Christianity that's often forgot by the most religious and pious people. No amount of study can bring you to this truth. Only true humility and faith as you examine your life before a holy God. We prayed this truth today in the collect of the day, and it's the theme of this sermon. Without you, O God, we are not able to please you. Without God, we stand condemned before God's holy law, and thus God isn't pleased. There's nothing sinful man can do to please God. That's something that the Pharisees didn't understand. As a whole, the Pharisees were so consumed with issues of the law. Though, to be fair, the Pharisees, they were at least thinking about God's word. They talked about God's word a lot amongst each other. Hence they asked Jesus this question that they've probably asked each other. Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? We could assume that this question was talked of frequently among the Pharisees. And it's not as if thinking about the law is bad, it's actually quite good. Psalm 119 talks at length about how a Christian centers themselves on God's law. But the Pharisees weren't able to ensnare Jesus with this question, because he gives the perfect answer. It's the only answer that encompasses and summarizes all the other commandments of the law. Jesus replied, saying, "The greatest commandment is this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all of your mind." Notice the threefold repetition of the all ofs. This indicates that even the slightest sliver of ourselves cannot be closed off to God. Loving God can't be half done. It can't be only 95% of who we are and what we do. Love and obedience to God must be full, complete, and genuine. That's what pleases him. That's the first and greatest command. No part of ourselves can be against God, but rather all of ourselves must be aimed toward him. Everything we do, say, feel, think, it's all about God in service to him. Our whole person aims to please him with everything we have. Anything short of that displeases God. Even in man's attempts to do God-pleasing things, we displease God. Isaiah 64:6 says, "We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment." All our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment before God. We end up doing the right things, but with wrong attitudes or intentions, like the Pharisee who prayed in Luke chapter 18 in the temple, God, thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give tithes of all that I get. When looking at God's law, a Christian must see themselves correctly, utterly broken, totally inescapable of keeping it, needing help and mercy from God to keep it. And so, with even the best of intentions, sinful man falls short of pleasing God. Yet God isn't pleased with our intentions. He's pleased with our whole being oriented towards Him. So we start off not pleasing God in the great and first commandment, but we obviously then fail in the second commandment, which is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And so Jesus gives the two commandments of love, love God and love neighbor. On these two commands, the entire Old Testament is written. You take away these two commandments, and the entire scriptures become a house of cards. Jesus' answer to the Pharisees' question about the law leads Jesus to pose to them a question about the gospel. Jesus asked them, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" The Pharisees respond, "The son of David," which confesses the truth that the Messiah was going to be a man. But then Jesus presses them to see the Messiah as just not a man, not just the son of David, but as the scriptures testify, to see the Messiah as God. That the Messiah is David's son, yet he is David's God. If the Messiah is both man and God, that's good news for the world. Especially for God-fearing Christians who fail in pleasing God. As we know, Jesus is the Messiah and speaks of himself in this text. But if Jesus were just a man and not God, then we would scoff at Jesus' teaching in Matthew 5:17, which says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them." We would scoff because, as we know, man on his own cannot please God. God looks on the works of man and sees nothing but pride, false humility, eternal punishment. So if the Christ were just the son of David, that is, just a man, well, then he would be just like any one of us, guilty of sin before a holy God. But since the Messiah is not just the son of David, but David's Lord, then he is actually able to fulfill the law perfectly. And that is what Jesus talked of in Matthew 5:17. He lived the perfect life of obedience underneath the law. He was perfect, sinless, yet he was killed and convicted as a blasphemer. Was unjustly killed for what the scribes and the Pharisees accused him of, which was breaking the first and great commandment. This is what Jesus tried to get the Pharisees to realize. And this is what Jesus teaches us. God's law reveals one important truth to us. That without God, we stand condemned of our sin before a holy God. Without God, we cannot please God. God's law reveals our own inadequacies of pleasing God and loving neighbor. God's law should be followed by the Christian. Jesus never said that it shouldn't. He actually encourages it. But the doctrine of the law cannot save you. It's hopeless. But instead, look to the gospel for the hope of your salvation. Look where Christ points the Pharisees and you towards. Look to Jesus, who has taken away your sin on the cross. Look to Jesus, who has covered you with himself, his death, his resurrection, by the lavish washing away of sin, of your sins here at this font. Look to Jesus, who speaks words of forgiveness to you through the word of God spoken here and spoken through the word of his servant. Look to Jesus, the man whose body and blood is given as a substitute and sacrifice for you. Repent of your sins and receive this gospel, this good news, because it puts you in Christ. With this gift, when God sees you, he doesn't see you in your sin. He sees the righteousness of his Son. Without Jesus, we cannot please God. But with Jesus, God is pleased. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.